Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Footy spotlight on a Saturday night. The Cats in Collingwood from the Gabba. 23 degrees in Brisbane, where we're joined on the line for Prestige Jayco by Collingwood assistant coach Brenton Sanderson. Brenton, Tom King, Benny Cass and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on a wonderful win last week. Do you, I suppose you want to carry that momentum into the game, but how quickly do you enjoy a victory like last week before turning your attention to the Cats tonight? Was it something you could enjoy before you got back to the Eastern Seaboard?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we sort of jumped on a flight straight away. We got back, obviously, the next morning back into Queensland, and it was quickly under business and trying to find the solutions to beat Geelong. So, yeah, no, we sort of quickly moved on from that win, but at the same time, obviously, learned a lot about that win against West Coast, and hopefully we can replicate that good form tonight.
Optus Stadium's been good for your footy club this year. Beat the Cats there earlier in the year. Does that tape get looked at all, or is that now back early July something that you go, well, we won, but really 3 months on, it's not a real real indicator of where things are at?
No, definitely we definitely have a look at that game, and that was obviously a bit unique. You know, Geelong playing against Collingwood over in Perth, but we were really good that night. Obviously, to go, he kicked 5 goals for us and was really influential, but. It's very different, obviously, tonight. The sides are very different. And, yeah, we'll just have to be at our best to beat them. We know how much quality they've got in their side. You know, guys like Hawkins and Dangerfield, we've just got to make sure we limit their influence and try and find a way to prevent them getting, a winnable amount of inside 50s. But, if we can replicate some of that good form from last week, I think we'll be hard to beat as well.
Sando, Neildy here. Good luck tonight, mate.
Thank you, Neildy.
No worries. You said that when you got back into Queensland, and obviously your coach didn't like being referred to as being too dirty, but don't comment on that. Just let that one slide. You said you got straight on to the job of trying to work out how you nullify the Cats. How much of that goes through to the players? What's that balance between being extremely pleased with the group to build on what you did last week and then having a look at a new opponent in another knockout final?
Yeah, well, we're always, I guess, very careful not to start talking about the opposition too quickly in the week. And typically for us, if it's a Saturday game, the players will get the information about the opposition on a Thursday. We probably spend Monday and Tuesday reviewing the previous week with, the group and then the individual. So, it wasn't until Thursday this week that we started to talk about Geelong. But obviously it's an opposition that we know really well, and we've had a great rivalry and, I guess, some really close games against them in the last couple of seasons. So I think the boys already know them pretty well, but at the same time, they're a group that loves to, absorb as much information about the opposition as they can. So they're, it's quite a mature group and quite an easy group to coach in that regard.
Thank you for that, mate. Hey, one guy that just intrigues, I know this player intrigues a lot of people. He intrigues me, and he seems to... He doesn't bob up because he's already up there. But anytime there's a final series, Mason Cox, it just comes to life. Can you tell us a bit about him that we might not already know? What his finals, you know, last week and then a couple of years against the Tigers were amazing.
Yeah, no, you're right. He certainly is just a big stage, and he's an American, so I think that's probably just sums it up. I think the bigger the occasion, the better he plays. But yeah. Away, just trying to get himself in best form, and he was obviously incredible for us in that first quarter last week, 3 kicks into the goals in March. And if we can get the delivery like we did early in the game last week, it's going to be hard to stop him. But obviously, you've got to respect Geelong's defence. You know, they've got a really talented group back there that have played really well together for a long time, and they're really adaptable and play on a variety of opponents, whether it's Henderson or Taylor. O'Connor, Blitzab's coming back from the ruck to sort of play as a seventh defender. We have to obviously acknowledge that it's going to be a really difficult side to be able to score against. But if we can get the ball in quickly and sort of access our speed and hopefully get the ball to ground to, get some ground level support from guys like Stevenson and Thomas and Jamie Elliott, I think we're going to be hard to beat.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Brenton Sanderson. Here's Benny Cass.
Brenton, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We had Corey Enright on last week, one of your great great former teammates, and he said he could see your guns glistening from the Cats Hub, so you're obviously doing something right up there. I wanted to ask you, you've got a lot of young good young players on that list. But last week's game, it just struck me that Josh Dacos is a potential star of this competition. I don't think I've seen a kid with the skill level of him come into the game for a long, long time on both sides. Has he surprised you a little bit this year? I think he's played 17 games for a total of 34. But has he taken steps ahead that you perhaps didn't envisage at the start of the year?
Well, we just found the right position for him. You know, he started his career for us in the forward line, and it was out of necessity. We played him as a wingman, and he's just gone from strength to strength. You know, he just looks like a real natural out on the wing, and he's been able to use his speed and his endurance to get up and down, you know, both in defence and offence, and obviously hits the scoreboard too as a wingman, which is really valuable. But you're right, he's quickly becoming one of the most important players for us, but also one of those real young guns in the league that I think we're going to enjoy watching over the next sort of 7 or 8 years.
A lot of stats get bandied around with footy. What's one you'd like to win tonight that you think is, you know, a sort of a barometer of how your team's going?
Well, I think as you know, this is the number one and number two sides for contested ball differential. So contest is critical for us. We've just got to make sure we get our hands on it, and probably starts in the centre bounce. You know, we didn't go too well in there last week, but we're up against a pretty good ruckman in Matanui, and hopefully tonight Darcy Cameron and Brody Grundy can get their hands on it first and give us good access. But it's sort of mouthwatering in the midfield, isn't it, with, you know, Pendlebury, Adams and Treloar up against, you know, Dangerfield, Selwood, Ablett. It's just going to be red hot in there. So, yeah, we definitely have to be at our best to beat them.
Sando, related to the midfield, last week's use of Grundy and Cameron in the end turned out to be a masterstroke because you won the game, and it was a wonderful game to watch. What do you got in store for us tonight with those two?
I think it'll be similar. I think we'll have to try and use those boys, a combination of in the ruck and forward, but it probably just allowed us last week to leave Mason Cox forward for, you know, 100% of the game, and obviously had that great first quarter and provide a good contest for us for those inside 50. So you're right, out of sort of necessity last week, we had obviously probably the best ruckman in the competition in Nick Natanui, and tonight we're going to try and double team them again with obviously Stanley and Blitzab. So yeah, while it's been Brody Grundy the last sort of couple of seasons, it's gone 100% in the ruck for us. Tonight we'll have someone that can give him a bit of a chop out as well with Darcy Cameron.
Brent, you played 199 games for the Cats. Is it days you played Geelong where it's more at the forefront of your mind that you were a former Geelong player and you reflect on your time at Cadinia Park, or is it the day that you try and really put it to the back of the mind?
Oh, no, I've got lots of messages today from Geelong fans saying, can you just go a bit easy on us tonight? But, each time I speak to you guys, obviously reflect on my time at Geelong and how much I love the club, and I've got some very fond memories there, and you know, obviously as a coach as well. So, but I love for the Magpies to get up tonight, obviously. But yeah, it should be an absolute ripper of a game.
Yeah, it should be. We're really looking forward to it here on Carrick Footy. Sando, we wish you the best of luck. If we don't talk to you again this year, we really appreciate the time you've given us and the time Collingwood have given us with you this year. But if you get through, we might be talking ahead of next week's preliminary final against the Brisbane Lions. And for your sake, you hope that's happening. Good luck, and we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Brenton Sanderson joining us there, and we really appreciate the access to Sando from Collingwood. They do go out of their way for K-Rock games to make sure that we do get Sando on to have a chat, and we always enjoy catching up with him for Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.